Okie doke. Last Taiwan special for the week. I said I'd talk about Myanmar and the dominating culture. Look, why is the Myanmar military shooting peaceful, like unarmed civilian picketers, peaceful protesters, or whatever? Okay. I'm going to let you go read the stories for the facts of what's happening. I'm commenting on the cultural thinking behind this. We're dealing with East Asian culture. There's something about all natural cultures. Children growing up with siblings, cousins. We humans tend to want to dominate each other. We tend to want a boss. We tend to want to be bigger. We tend to want to be powerful. We tend to want to tell people what to do. We humans have this tendency to give everyone orders. And it's like, why do we do this? So in Myanmar, the attitude of the military, here are protesters, we did this, who the hell are you? Get out of our effing way. We're in charge. Go away or we kill you. What's there to argue about? You don't want to die? Go home. It's your fault. Okay, there's this utter domination attitude. And be honest, you felt the same way at some point. I have. Bossing people around. You know, the specific things that we would do or feel are different. We want what we want, and we'll push whatever we got to push to get it. Huh, so there. Right. That's not peace. And Taiwan's government has treated me the same way, as I've talked about. And they do this to people. So I described yesterday, skate park, nightclubs. A lot of people in Taiwan, a lot of young people go out in groups and they hang out together with their friends because they're trying to get away from the domination that they get at home. It's like their parents are chemically addicted to having someone to dominate. And so the children get home and they all just start dominating their children, boss them around, ordering them, telling them what to do. And the kids just, they comply as much as they can. They lie in order to survive because the parents would dominate them so much that they don't have any breathing room. So they're going to do stuff that they're going to do anyway. You know, dominating isn't going to stop that. So they go do it anyway. And then they go lie about it. And then as soon as they can get out of the house, find an excuse to leave. They lie about their reason for leaving the house or whatever. They find some excuse and then they go see their friends. And then all of a sudden they're not dominated anymore. All right. So that's what the culture is. So from that perspective, the Myanmar military is saying, well, what do you mean? What, we took over the government. So we're in charge now. The government's in charge. So, you know, we have guns. You came here to fight with us because you want us to shoot you and kill you, right? Because we're in charge. Who do you think you are? Like, that's deeply woven into their culture. Now, you want to stop this? You want to get rid of this? It's what I talked about before. They need freedom. I'm not trying to be cliche here. They don't need Sunday morning. They need Jesus. They need peace. They need Confucianism to be expunged. The idea that we're supposed to dominate people. This is something I get into with people. People try to say, well, you know, there's some wisdom in every religion. I have good friends. I'm not going to speak for them and I'm not going to represent their ideas. But I'll get this from a lot of people. There's wisdom in everything. There is not wisdom in Confucianism. And the global AI cult religion that's coming. Remember Star Trek? Remember iRobot? Remember Akira from the 80s? Can a ghost enter the machine? Remember the first season of Star Trek The Next Generation? The scientist died and put his consciousness into the computer? Remember the last episode of Picard season one, where Picard dies and his consciousness enters this fake biological android? So now Picard is an android? Right. That's coming. They're not doing this because they're not going to do anything with it. They're doing this because they're going to try to convince people that they can enter an android and have a better life. And when that gets here, I'm telling you, there's no wisdom in it. There's nothing to be salvaged. It's the religion of the one world domination. We do not need to be afraid of billionaires buying up everybody's real estate because Jesus owns it all anyway. If the church just prays, God will send weather to mess up their plans. God, the earth is the Lord and everything in it. These evil people running around controlling their little territories and having their turf wars are not something that we need to be worried about if we are right with God, because we'll be doing some other thing and somehow it'll work out for us. All right. Now, there is, however, an attempt to get a massive viral religion that will make everybody complicit and easily controlled. This AI religion that's coming is not the first attempt at a planned, created, one-world religion. Confucianism was first. Why do you think that the Chinese think that they own the world and the moon already? They were told that the world was theirs by someone, maybe some monster in a dream, who knows? But they believe that they're entitled to whatever they want, whatever they can think of. And that if you don't bestow upon them what they decide they're entitled to, whatever they happen to randomly decide they're entitled to today, then you're doing them an injustice. And they can dominate you and do anything to you. And as part of this global domination entitlement attitude, brainwashed into Chinese thinking, was Confucianism. You'd go to school and the school teacher would tell you what your culture is. They tell you what movies you like. This is a movie that you like and this is a movie that you don't. Oh, okay. Literally, I can't tell you how many kids over the last 12 years have told me, I want to go do my homework. See, no, you don't. Why did you tell me you want to go do your homework? Nobody wants to do their homework. You need to, but you don't want to. Well, my mom says I should. Okay, well, your mom telling you you need to do your homework is different from you wanting to do your homework. You don't want to do your homework, but you need to. Don't tell me that you want to. Oh, and they don't know the difference between them wanting to do their homework and their mother telling them to do their homework. It's like, you should know the difference, because sometimes what we want isn't what we need, and what we need isn't what we want. You need to know the difference, and they don't know the difference. Now, they're learning that difference thanks to sporting events like skateboarding, where they can get away from that domination, and they can be around people who care about them and accept them, and they can show off. They can work hard, gain a skill, show off, and it's okay, and other people don't feel bad. They're actually allowed to show off who they are without it hurting other people. Other people are like, wow, you did that? That's awesome. I like watching you do that cool thing that makes you cool. Like, it's not harmful to show off. They're never allowed to show off or stick their head above the crowd anywhere else in Confucian culture. Confucianism was the first one-world religion aimed at instituting, like, planned, strategically, intentionally oppressing everybody through a philosophical teaching. There is nothing in it to redeem, just like there's nothing in it to redeem from this AI religion that some Google executive started a few years back, say 2017, 2018. That domination thing is what's going on in Myanmar. You want to stop the domination in Myanmar? Don't tell them to be nice. Go take them Jesus, because Jesus is the antithesis of any fake one world religion, whether it's Confucianism or this AI thing. Jesus is the antidote to the fake AI religion and to the fake Confucianism thing. See you next week.